With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. One of four companies offering individual health insurance in Montana on healthcare.gov is pulling out of the state. Assurant Health plans to notify its Montana customers that it will stop selling and renewing health insurance coverage at the end of the year. The Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based company has struggled financially and is exiting the national insurance market. Assurant covers about 7,300 people in Montana. Last year, it became the fourth insurer to offer Montana health plans on the federal online exchange. Montanans covered by Assurant will receive letters beginning next week that their individual health plans won't be renewed after December 31st. They'll have to find new plans during the 2016 open enrollment period that begins November 1st. Eight people in Montana are receiving rabies shots as a precaution after a middle school student found a bat at home and brought it to science class in a bag. The student released it in a field before officials could test it for rabies, but health officials say the student's family of seven and a classmate who handled the bat Tuesday at North Middle School in Great Falls have started a series of shots. The school district is also notifying up to 150 families of students who could have been exposed to the bat while they were on the bus or in the classroom. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a ruling that a Big Fork man must pay $618,000 in restitution to a woman whose leg was amputated after a vehicle crash. Brent Passwater's blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit when he turned off a highway in 2012, striking a motorcycle carrying Bryce and Lynn Boot. Creditors say former billionaire Tim Blixeth should remain in the Cascade County Jail, where he's been held for almost 2 months for not disclosing what happened to $13.8 million from a property sale in Mexico. The creditors' attorneys today described the more than 9,000 pages of financial documents related to the property sale that were submitted by Blixeth to the court as, quote, a repackaged mishmash. Blixeth founded the ultra-exclusive Yellowstone Club near Big Sky. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon jailed him for contempt on April 20th after growing impatient with his incomplete accounting of the Mexico property sale. Creditors from the Yellowstone Club's 2008 bankruptcy say Blixeth owes $286 million that he drained from the resort for personal use. They accuse Blixeth of hiding the money. He's claimed he spent it. Governor Steve Bullock is telling federal officials that Montana does not yet meet the federal standards meant to reduce prison rape, but may within 16 months. The Democratic governor updated Attorney General Loretta Lynch in a letter last month on Montana's progress in complying with the Prison Rape Elimination Act standards. Bullock's letter was included in a U.S. Department of Justice report released this week. Bullock says the state has hired a program coordinator and drafted detection and prevention procedures for adult and youth correctional facilities. The state plans to spend $180,000 to conduct audits of its correctional facilities. The audits, which are a reporting requirement of the 2003 federal law, will begin at Montana's two youth facilities in September and at adult facilities in August of 2016. The Ravalli Republic reports that a jury has found a Hamilton man guilty of 16 felony counts related to the rape of five teenage girls. Arguments wrapped up yesterday in the case of 45-year-old Brad Daffin. Daffin was arrested in January 2014 after two girls reported that he allegedly forced them to have sex with him over a one-year period. The girls had been 13 and 14 years old at the time. Three more girls between the ages of 12 and 15 came forward with accusations against Daffin after they alleged he'd given them drugs in exchange for sex. In court yesterday, Daffin denied having sexual contact with any of the girls. The Republic says Daffin will be sentenced in September and faces up to life in prison on each of the counts. Daffin's public defender says he'll appeal. A northern Idaho man who shot and killed a wolf will spend 6 months on unsupervised probation. The Coeur d'Alene Press reports 54-year-old Forrest Mize was convicted by a jury yesterday and can petition to remove the crime from his record if he completes his probation without violations. Mize says he shot the wolf in self-defense. He later decided to keep the pelt, bringing it to a taxidermist and buying a tag. Defense lawyer Michael Palmer says Mize thought he was killing a coyote. Kootenai County Deputy Prosecutor Tony Klinger argued in court that the case came down to the fact that Mize didn't have the required tag before he shot the wolf. Federal agencies pledged another $110 million in aid today to help Montana and six other western states struggling with the crippling drought. President Obama talked to state leaders by phone and video link for about an hour today. Joining him were Montana Governor Steve Bullock and the governors of Arizona, California, Colorado, Oregon, and Wyoming, and the Lieutenant Governor of Utah. Officials also used the call to promote legislation by congressional Republicans to speed up timber harvests and the removal of underbrush that the U.S. Forest Service deemed necessary, which the Obama administration supports. The administration has warned of potentially catastrophic wildfires this summer in the Southwest and Northwest and is forecasting costs of more than $200 million above the budget for federal firefighting. Forest Service officials say the budgeting system requires them to shift money from fire prevention efforts to firefighting, exacerbating fire problems. The funding package announced today also includes $18 million for a jobs program in California, $30 million to extend crop insurance to drought-affected farmers, and $10 million to clean up landscapes so they're less prone to fires. One of four companies offering individual health insurance in Montana on healthcare.gov is pulling out of the state. Assurant Health plans to notify its Montana customers that it will stop selling and renewing health insurance coverage at the end of the year. The Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based company has struggled financially and is exiting the national insurance market. Assurant covers about 7,300 people in Montana. Last year, it became the fourth insurer to offer Montana health plans on the federal online exchange. Montanans covered by Assurant will receive letters beginning next week that their individual health plans won't be renewed after December 31st. They'll have to find new plans during the 2016 open enrollment period that begins November 1st. You can hear Montana news anytime on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.